red.
Oh, it's going black and red?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I told them to strip it. They'll take it Wednesday.
Live.
Wednesday, they're going to strip it. This goes, this leaves Wednesday. And then on, and then the gold card delivers Wednesday, so this leaves and goes up to Josh up there. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main bow facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies, man, sitting right here on the floor, kind of keeping things quiet for us, and the master Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. It is not often that you see a factory production vehicle come with a fifth wheel. Did you see that?
No.
Pretty solid right there. I just noticed the actual mounts right here on the frame.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
What the hell is a fifth wheel? This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you sign on and look at all of our online apparel, Bub. The Nitto tire, now all of our products are getting up for sale. We've been saying that. Finally, the guys are getting it done over there.
They've been sleeping, dude.
They have.
Come on.
I'm getting a little upset with it.
Listen,
I gotta be honest with you. I'm getting a little pissed off about it.
We're in here working at 7 o'clock in the morning, 6:30 in the morning.
Before
we are cranking
that
stuff out. Dude, I'll tell you what, man. We wait respectively and call our crew at 7:45, 8 a.m. And there's a... Were you guys out drinking last night or something?
I'm getting a little short with
Come on.
Yep,
we got to get this stuff done around here.
That's it. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Moose is Loose up in Abacoa.
Still 14th, have no idea.
The 14th of December is men's night. Then in January, Bub, we have a very special, the Outlaws, the Street Outlaws from the 405 will be here with us, Bub. It's going to be absolutely amazing. More information coming up about that. The amazing Robin, Layla, they've worked extended hours. Things are opening up down there, Bub.
Yeah.
They're killing it with the Outlaw. It is the most unique boutique and apparel store in the industry today, Bub.
Yeah, man.
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We were not there this month, Bub. We couldn't be. We were very busy with some other things. But we have it, I think, the 21st of January this year? 21st of January. We will be there this month for January. It's gonna be exciting. And Bub, CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, in the house, Bub. We are standing right here. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the first new SEMA edition vehicle build that has shown up at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. This is the 2017 Nissan Titan, and while we are not at liberty to disclose everything that's being done to it, I will share with you that, Bub, you have been deep behind the scenes working with Josh all weekend long going over this particular SEMA build that will be with CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, at SEMA 18.
That's right, man. We have now had the opportunity to get our hands on one of these brand new Titan XDs. This thing did come with a brand new Cummins motor in it, so it is a turbo diesel setup. Pretty strong for that Nissan market, I would say, between what it's got from an engine standpoint, powertrain, drivetrain, everything here. It is set to tow. It is set to be a boss, right? So it's a little bit further behind than Chevrolet is, let's say, in terms of its towing capacity, but for its class, man, this thing is an animal. I mean, literally for a truck that is the size that this is, it can pull, I think, north of 13,000 pounds, so that's pretty respectable for an everyday pickup truck that's not a dually, that's not extended cab or extended bed, crazy to drive down the road, something
sure.
That's, you know, this you can just get in. If you're not hauling something, you can just cruise this thing around town, get good fuel economy, have plenty of power and torque. But now, of course, we are going to take this thing to a totally new level with the guys at CPE, Custom Performance Engineering. So we're really looking forward to this build.
This, Bub, has never been done before. I'm not at all at liberty to discuss some of the design intent of it. I know that there will be some handing off from the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA 17 stock block 603 horsepower EcoBoost Mustang that will reflect a little bit in this build here.
Yep. Yeah, it's this one's going to go a long way, man. Of course, we can't leave it stock. That's just amateur, right? Going to SEMA, it's going to have to be pretty wild. But this one is going to be a fully driven truck. It's not necessarily like the S550 Mustang we built for Precision. That is not only a great-looking show car, but it's not one that we really take out and drive other than just local shows to the track. We're doing a lot of stuff with the new PBIR, so that's really more of like a special event kind of car, right? It's like having a Lamborghini. You don't drive the thing every day, but you do take it out to every event, you know, anything local like that. This one is going to be an everyday, daily-driven truck that
that's
not only does shows, but also does work as well. So that is going to be a multi-purpose vehicle. Can't just be a pretty trailer queen, so we are going to make this thing fully functional. Everything from, I mean, of course, wheels and tires, got to go up with this thing. this is still fairly dinky and it's height right now. We are going to maximize that a little bit, but not push it over the top because we do want to keep, again, this thing fully functional. It is going to be a workhorse, so there's no reason to have this truck up here.
Correct.
Where you can't get into the bed. You can't hook a trailer to the back of it. This is going to just have a nice mild lift to it, but really have an aggressive stance so it looks really well by the time we're done. Full interior, of course, as always. Everything from power adders to tuning to direct fit mass production parts for this thing. So there's going to be a lot of things going on behind the scenes.
It's funny, yet, Bob, this is a 17. There are no parts really released for this yet. That is why I think you're going to begin today. You're having the upholstery taken out of this vehicle. That goes into design and production here later this week.
Mm-hmm.
Nick over at Hi-Ho Silver, the official transport company of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, drops off the gold car from Wayne Varley from Street Outlaws 405. That comes in, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. Then this leaves and heads towards the Northeast where it goes to Custom Performance Engineering and Josh's people up there, their R&D people, to get things kind of started with what you're looking to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of potential here, man. It's, you know, that turbo diesel market, the turbo market itself is huge. It's really taking everything over right now. I even talked to Billy last night. He just literally traded in one of his, the older F-150. Yeah,
his silver one.
Yeah, he traded in. He got a brand new F-150. And I'll tell you what, man, he actually opted to go with the EcoBoost motor. And I told him, I was like, listen, man, just so you know, I mean, these EcoBoosts are coming out so strong right now. They're fuel efficient. They have plenty of economy to them, but they have the almost equivalent power bands of V8, just raw fuel dumping horsepower motors, right? So you can take these things, get them factory out of the gate with a decent, respectable horsepower torque ratio, but you can also take these things way over the top in terms of the aftermarket bolt-ons. You're working with forced induction, so you can do everything from upgraded turbos to bigger intercoolers to better charge pipes, to blow-off valves, to tuning, to waste. I mean, everything you can imagine, you can modify those parameters, either upgrading them in parts or upgrading it just internally in the tune. We are going to be a little bit of everything involved on this Nissan Titan XD. We will be in all those parameters, man, but I was telling Billy last night, you know, Precision actually took a best of award with that brand new turbocharger housing that they just built for all of the EcoBoosts, everything from the Focus RS to the Mustang EcoBoost 2.3 to the V6 F-150 EcoBoost. So now you can literally get a stock production vehicle, buy these aftermarket kits that are 50 state compliant and ready to literally out of the box, not adapters, flanges, modifications, nothing like that, but you take these things out of a box, you bolt them on, and you're easily capable of 600 plus horsepower, and it's still fuel efficient. You can go out, you can cruise this thing all day long and have 24, 25, 30 miles to the gallon, and that's where these things are going.
That's what you did with the BEMC Mustang. So it's very, very interesting. We won't have this truck long. This one we had to get in first, Bud, because there's so much development R&D that has to be done, and then we have a 2,000-mile endurance test we've got to put this through. So there's going to be a lot that needs to be completed for this particular application before it's unveiled at SEMA.
Yeah, this one's actually a big part of what we're doing here with this coming setup is the fact that there is nothing available to the aftermarket industry with the exceptions of very small items. You can get maybe a handheld tuner, you can get a cat-back exhaust, a couple companies out there offering those, you know, different intake assemblies. But we are going to take this thing and go over the top, although it does already come with factory aluminum charge pipes on the turbocharger system, so it does have the aluminum charge pipes, but if we want to expand that horsepower capability, maybe do some upgraded charge pipes, we're looking at maybe something there, maybe do some intercoolers, some front-mounted intercoolers. It does have a factory front-mounted intercooler now, but it is sandwiched between the condenser and the radiator assembly, so it is getting a little more hot air than it should be. Looking at moving that thing up to the front, maximize your space, cool this thing way down, cooler air is going to be more efficient, more horsepower, so you're definitely looking for that one. But a lot of these components are going to be built and done as mass production. So at SEMA 18, these products will be available to the industry as long as they've gone through all their compliance.
And that, this won't happen without your R&D in it and design. Thank you to Josh over at CPE, our very good partner. Bob, a lot of big things happening here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We have been spending an exclusive amount of time with the 405 boys and others behind the scenes, the small tire boys from Street Outlaws.
That's right.
We have reached out to our previous producer, Mr. Chet Burks, who has had a very stellar, successful career in the Discovery and Velocity markets, and he is on board with helping get a new network digital television show going.
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and just so much stuff going on right now. Everything from the SEMA builds to the client rides that we've got wrapping up here at the facility to man, all the stuff we've got going on with the Street Outlaw Boys. So we've got a lot of things in the works right now. So you guys are just going to have to stay tuned and see what we're bringing to the table, either on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is you're hooked up to, LinkedIn. I was actually saying LinkedIn, yeah, but I wasn't saying LinkedIn, the one with the little blue and the yeah. thing. No, I wasn't saying the app LinkedIn. I was saying literally whatever you're linked into.
Yep.
That's what I was going to. Never mind.
Whatever.
Okay, so listen, whatever it is, just go to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, scroll halfway down that page. You will see all of those icons there, whatever it is you're linked into. You can literally go out, click to it, subscribe to them. Anything that we do here live on the spot will hit you right in your pocket, so you will know what we are doing 24/7 wherever we are.
Bob, I want to make a kind of follow up on the heels of that. I'm very proud of this. This is going to be one of five or seven vehicles we've got going out to see. It's going to be big. I'm working on the new tractor trailer with James. Bob, we have a scheduled event on the 12th and 13th of January. It is going to be in conjunction with Palm Beach International Raceway. We are going to have the 405 boys here live at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We are going to do autograph sessions with them here. We're going to do an open house. We're going to close for that day. Tickets will go on sale through Palm Beach International Raceway. It will include a free VIP behind-the-scenes tour here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. We will do a meet-and-greet here. We will be doing a meet-and-greet at Miss Outlaw Boutique with the beautiful supermodel Layla Von Athey, your wife, and Robin over there. Then we are heading out to Palm Beach International Raceway, Bub, where we will be doing, Andretti Senior or Junior will be bringing out one of the cars. We're going to run down there. The $500 sponsorship ticket gets you, there's a $250 and a $500 VIP ticket that you can purchase as well. Tickets you can purchase will take you down the track in a 4.5 second Street Outlaw car,
which is pretty solid.
And we're going to do autographs, and you're going to race with us on the go-kart track, and we're going to take the tour bus out and have dinner with us and the 405 crew who will be on the BEM tour bus.
Yep.
So it'll be the 405 crew, James Vitello, us. It'll be the whole nine yards. I'm going to be out there. Good morning to Shannon. Good morning to Adrian Lewis. Good morning, James. How are you, man? So this is going to be an amazing time. This truck is going to be stripped and prepped and sent out of here. Get ready to go for SEMA.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an amazing build. Josh is waiting for it up at CPE. The 12th and 13th, we remind the public, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hang with us and the 405 crew from Street Outlaws.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. Isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. We're looking forward to it. We've got a lot of stuff going on, like I mentioned, so stay tuned for all those updates. We will be letting you guys know what the specifics are, the dates, the details. Stay tuned for that. We are working on all these packages behind the scenes right now for that event, what each ticket class is going to include,
yes,
and what you guys are looking at getting and receiving for that price.
I believe, Bub, it is $60 per ticket, $50 or $60 per ticket. You can pre-purchase your tickets online or buy tickets at the gate. Then you can buy the $250 VIP membership or ticket or the $500 VIP membership.
Yeah.
And again, there's going to be raffles. There's going to be, I think, Bub, there's even talk about us doing a race with the Street Outlaws on the go-karts. And if the person who buys the $500 ticket or VIP, there's more than one. As many people can buy the 500 tiers they want. But those people get to race with us physically. If they beat us, they get their $500 back.
That's pretty solid, actually.
It's going to be a good
That's
time,
a pretty
dude.
Risky one right there.
Yeah, it's going to be a really
No chance
really
anyone's
good.
Winning. I'm tuning all these carts.
That's exactly
I mean,
right.
All the 405 boys are out here trying to think that they're coming up on me or something. There's no chance.
I'm telling you,
I'm going to govern every one of those carts except for mine. You guys will be going 65 with your hazards on. I'm going to be 104.
That's exactly right.
It's going to be legit.
Morning to Chris West, our Back to Black provider, Bub, out there in California. He says, have a killer week. Good morning, and you have a killer week as well. So we will be with our new producer, Chet Burks, who's done with us. Worked with us before. This is one of the SEMA vehicles you're getting ready to build right now, Bub. And we have a huge event coming up on the 12th and 13th. I can't tell you how cool that event is going to be.
That's right.
It's going to be a good time, Bub.
Yep.
A lot of great stuff happening for 18 already, Bub.
Yep.
And we're ahead of the curve. A lot of people are focusing on PRI. We're trying to get ready to get to SEMA next year.
That's right.
Never ends, does it, Bub?
Yep.
Really good show on Saturday. Let's talk about that if we could.
Saturday. Let's see. The show here Saturday was pretty solid, man. We had a lot of the Street Outlaw small tire legends call into that show. We had a great title for it. Title failed, so Don't know what was going on there, but I did have all those names listed out really nice across the thing. Everything from, we had Gody Bo, the White Rhino, Gold Car, Wayne Varley.
Varley was out on with us.
We had James on the line
James
with us.
Was
we
with
had
us.
Travis Santa Cruz, Black Ops. So, I mean, we had a list
Everybody
of small tire legends out there. And, you know, it was super, super awesome, man. Just, you know, getting to be one-on-one in those conversations with all of these guys, all the fans out there. They've seen them. They've watched them on TV. They've watched them run. These guys have, you know, done multiple times on Street Outlaws, many episodes, many seasons. And, you know, it was nice being able to really just ask questions that the everyday person wants to know. We had a great caller call in and ask tech tips about...
Out of Arizona.
Yeah, man, about, you know, just what it took to, you know, build cars, not only from a perspective of, you know, high horsepower, drag-style cars, but also cars that he can do on a budget, which at the end of the day is what a lot of these guys do. But also something they can drive all the time and not have to work on it every weekend, to where it becomes more miserable than it becomes enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Street Outlaw cars will be on view here for the 12th and 13th display. It's going to be a really good time. Again, you can buy your standard $60 ticket, which will give you time at the track, just standard open gate over there. We will be at the Supercar Week side of the event. We will be at the Test and Tune side of the event. The $500 VIP tickets that will be on sale allow you to go down the track with the Andrades. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a ton of fun, Bob. Just a really good time. These are good people, great people. I'm telling you, they are as morally and ethically bound as you can possibly imagine.
Yeah.
These are good people, man.
Yep.
It's going
to
be an exciting time, man. Mm-hmm. Really, really exciting time. Big week in front of us, Bub. We will have the boys from the 405 crew back out on the show with us on Saturday. If you missed it, you will be able to call in and join us again, Bub.
Yep,
it's
that's right.
A good time, right?
That's it.
What are you working on today there, Bub?
I got a lot of stuff, man. Of course, back in that paint and body shop, I feel like I've just been smothered in paint for the past 6 months. So that's where I've been. I'm back there trying to crank stuff out right now. I've got to go get some stuff painted this afternoon and just keep working, man.
Right on, Bub.
That's it.
Till tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique for the very finest in fashionable apparel and boutique accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique. Big autograph signing between BEM, the Outlaw, the 405 Small Tire Boys over there on the 12th of January at Miss Outlaw Boutique. It's going to be exciting. You can come out and buy things for your girls and guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't met the Outlaws in person, they are wonderful people, ladies and gentlemen. Hearts of gold. They care about things. They're all very, very charity-oriented, and they love their racing. They're just good people, man. James, the whole crew over there, happy 21st anniversary to Karen from her husband, Robin. We wish you many, many more. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. We encourage you to join us next month in January for the event on the 21st. We'll be VIP out there. I'd like to bring the Outlaws back out for that. That'd be a lot of fun. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, CPE, Custom Performance Engineering, for all of your custom performance engineering needs. Check it out through our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Say goodbye to this brand new Nissan Titan. It's heading up to Josh and CPE. It gets on the Hi-Ho Silver Trailer this week and heads northeast. Nick, the official driver of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, for all your transportation needs, you need to give us a call here. We'll put you in touch with Nick. No brokerage fees, no middleman, just a straight shot deal all the time. Good morning to Jeff Graham out there. We see him out there, and we love you, Jeff. You've got a beautiful Camaro coming along very, very nicely here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch everybody's life in a very positive manner, please. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full, or an elderly person. Shoe somebody who has holes in the bottom of their shoes, or give them a pair of yours. It's okay if they're a little bit too big. At least their feet will be warm and dry. And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out and feed them. 7-Eleven, Citgo, McDonald's, it's cheap. It doesn't take that much out of your pocket. That's the price of a cup of coffee in the morning. And let's make sure we give all of our love and all of our respect to these little guys here that God's given to us and entrusted in our life. Let's not see any harm come to them. Let's not see them leashed to chair, to chains. Let's not see them used in dog fighting rings. Let's make sure that the animals are treated with the love and respect that they give us unconditionally. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. Hey, little man, you ready to eat? You getting hungry? You want to go eat? Want some lunch? Huh? You want to get some lunch?